Tim Atwater's 1994 Chevrolet Silverado Z71, his beast, his pride, his bane, sputtered to a stop at the lights before the on-ramp onto 87 and across Colorado toward the eastern plains. Amarillo, Texas was a better reflection of what Tim, his beast, and the stranger in his front seat were up against. And since leaving the flat Texas panhandle nearly 8 hours earlier, the two companions hadn't said much. Tim looked at the side of his passenger's face.
I know less about Texas than I do about Colorado, but the way forward doesn't look much better than the way we came.
The boy, Chester, a beanstalk for 16, had one hand firmly jammed into a green JanSport backpack with a tear across the top, right where the zippers met. Inside the bag were the three things the boy owned besides the ratty sweatshirt on his shoulders, jeans, and the shoes on his feet, which looked a size or two too small. The bag contained a ball cap with a catfish motif on the front above bold lettering that said New Orleans, a toothbrush, and a stack of legal paperwork that dictated the rest of his childhood. Of the three, Tim guessed the boy's hands held the papers, in the same way an excitable child might hold on to a toy freshly rescued from Walmart, as if letting it go before the car got home would cause it to disappear like smoke. Chester Terzinski was now Chester Atwater again. The light changed from red to green, and Tim pressed on the accelerator. He shrugged one shoulder, then the other, and sank into the worn seat until his coat covered his mouth and nose. He sported a haphazard bowl cut that covered the rest of his face. Tim thought he looked akin to a meerkat he'd once seen at the Colorado Zoo. Kate had pointed it out to him, and it, too, had looked like it was afraid of its own shadow. Chester looked like that meerkat now, nervous for the world. 2 hours later, no more than a few throat-clearing coughs had been uttered. Tim swung through a Dairy Queen drive-thru where he was served by a questionably sour attendant, and he and Chester listened to the pickup's crackly radio while munching on greasy chicken and half-melted ice cream as the Chevy ate up the road. Kate, who would have sat in Chester's seat, loved the old truck, because it was nothing for her to toss her trash on the floorboards. Hell, it was almost expected. Kate would have loved the road trip, the adventure of it all, making memories, she'd called it. Tim turned away from Chester, changed lanes, and took the bridge, moving further east. He continued like this until the ice cream was gone, its melted remains dried in the cup, and the boy was asleep. The sun, a glowing, angry orange barrage that beat through the front windshield, reflected off a path of ice crystals formed over what should have been the road, but had long since been buried under several inches, leaving only a coat of freshly pressed crystal. Still, the old truck powered through the oncoming snow, over packed ice and wayward clumps, until they were soon cruising through a ghost town that didn't even have a Dairy Queen. Soon after, the way ahead was nothing more than two ruts in the road, until an old farmhouse broke the plain. Tim gently shook Chester's leg, and he stirred and woke up slowly. The boy's sweatshirt was balled up behind his neck in the doorframe. He worked to get it on as he slowly came to, and as he did, his shirt rode up, exposing his stomach. The kid had an errant line of hairs from his belly button to the top of his pants, and several circular scars. Tim didn't have to ask to know what they were. Cigarette burns. Tim felt his heart sink, but when his eyes caught the old farmhouse again, its familiar red door as rustic and inviting as any country home could offer, he felt certain the life he could offer the kid, the guidance, would be more than he'd get anywhere else. It sure was more than cigarette burns and a t-shirt full of holes. Tim treated the farmhouse, his home, his office, as he would a castle that only had a few rooms. It was small, his, and worth showing the kid. Kate liked that he treated the farmhouse like this. If only she were here to share it with him. What would she think of him now? Probably crazy for taking on the challenge of a teenager. But anything was better than cigarette burns and a t-shirt full of holes. Tim put the truck in park, the engine sighing after the cross-country trip. The Chevy was strong and faithful, and her body was straight. Cheaper than a new car and made of real metal. Safe, much like the secluded farmhouse. The moment Tim turned off the engine,